truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off.
Welcome, fellow seeker, to a journey unlike any other, a journey into the depths of your own being. This is a quest to unlock the secrets of the universe that reside within you. It's a journey of self-discovery, of pushing past the boundaries of conventional thought and embracing the extraordinary. For too long, we've been told that we are separate from the universe, that our minds and bodies are confined to the physical realm. But what if that's not true? What if we are more than just flesh and bone? What if we are, in fact, powerful beings of energy and consciousness, capable of shaping our reality and influencing the world around us? This journey isn't for the faint of heart. It requires an open mind, a willingness to question everything you think you know, and a deep desire to tap into your true potential. It's about shedding the layers of conditioning and societal programming that have kept you from experiencing the fullness of who you truly are. Are you ready to unlock the universe within? Our senses tell us that the world is solid, that objects are separate from one another, and that time moves in a linear fashion. But what if our senses are deceiving us? What if there's more to reality than meets the eye? Quantum physics, the study of the universe at its smallest level, is beginning to reveal a very different picture of reality. It tells us that everything in the universe is made up of energy, constantly vibrating and interacting with everything else. It tells us that there's no such thing as empty space, only a quantum field of infinite possibilities. If everything is energy, then we too are beings of energy. Our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs are all forms of energy that have the power to influence the world around us. This is the fundamental principle of manifestation, the idea that we can create our reality through the power of our thoughts, beliefs, and intentions. But to truly understand manifestation, we must first understand the nature of consciousness. Consciousness is the fundamental ground of being, the awareness that permeates all things. It's not simply a product of the brain, but rather the underlying force that gives rise to the brain and all of reality. Think of it this way. Just as a wave cannot exist without the ocean, our individual consciousness cannot exist without the universal consciousness. We are all interconnected, part of a vast web of energy and information that is constantly evolving and expanding. This understanding is not new. Ancient wisdom traditions from around the world have long taught that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. They have spoken of chakras, energy centers within the body that govern our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. They have taught techniques like meditation and mindfulness to help us connect with our inner wisdom and tap into the limitless potential of our consciousness. Now, science is beginning to catch up with what the mystics have known for centuries. Studies on the placebo effect, near-death experiences, and the power of prayer are all providing evidence that consciousness is far more powerful than we ever imagined. Throughout history, those who dared to venture beyond the confines of conventional thought were often met with resistance, ridicule, or even persecution. Society, bound by its own fears and limitations, has a way of silencing those who challenge its carefully constructed paradigms. We label them as crazy, delusional, or conspiracy theorists, convenient ways to dismiss ideas that make us uncomfortable or threaten our sense of security. But what if these so-called crazy ideas hold the keys to unlocking a greater understanding of ourselves and the universe? What if the whispers of those deemed schizophrenic are actually glimpses into other dimensions, other realities beyond our limited perception? We've become so accustomed to accepting the pronouncements of authority figures, scientists, politicians, religious leaders, that we've forgotten the power and wisdom that reside within each of us. The truth is, we are all born with an innate knowing, an intuition that guides us toward our highest potential. But as we grow older, this inner voice often gets drowned out by the noise of the world, the constant barrage of information, opinions, and beliefs that shape our perception of reality. We've been conditioned to doubt ourselves, to rely on external sources for validation and guidance. Yet throughout history, there have always been those who refused to be silenced, who dared to speak their truth, even in the face of adversity. Think of Galileo, who was condemned for asserting that the earth revolves around the sun. Or consider the countless visionaries, mystics, and healers who were ostracized for their unconventional beliefs and practices. These courageous individuals understood that true progress requires us to question everything, to challenge the status quo, and to embrace new ways of thinking. They knew that the universe is full of mysteries, and that our limited understanding of reality is constantly evolving. They were pioneers, venturing into uncharted territory, guided by their intuition and a deep trust in the unknown. And here's the thing. The universe has a way of revealing its secrets to those who are open to receiving them. Sometimes, these revelations come in the form of scientific discoveries that shatter our previous understanding of the world. Other times, they arrive as subtle synchronicities, unexpected connections, or intuitive insights that guide us toward our true path. One of the most profound revelations emerging from the intersection of science and spirituality is the understanding that everything in the universe is made up of energy. From the smallest subatomic particle to the largest galaxy, everything is in a constant state of vibration, pulsing with life force. This energy, often referred to as prana, chi, or life force, flows through all living things, connecting us to one another and to the source of all creation. It is the invisible force that animates our bodies, fuels our thoughts, and shapes our reality. To truly understand this concept, we must shift our perspective from the material world to the realm of energy. Imagine for a moment that you could see the world through a different lens, one that reveals the energetic vibrations of all things. You would see that everything is in constant motion, a symphony of light and sound, a dance of creation and destruction. This energetic dance is governed by laws as precise and immutable as the laws of physics. Just as gravity governs the movement of planets, so too do the laws of energy govern the unfolding of our lives. By understanding these laws, we can learn to harness the power of energy to create the life we desire. Let's delve deeper into this concept of energy and its role in shaping our reality. Imagine the universe as a vast, interconnected ocean of energy. Within this ocean, countless waves of energy are constantly interacting, merging, and separating. Each wave represents a unique vibration, a specific frequency of energy. Now picture yourself as a surfer riding these waves. You have the ability to choose which waves you want to ride, which frequencies you want to align yourself to. The waves you choose will determine your experience of reality. Just as a surfer must learn to read the ocean and understand the dynamics of waves, so too must we learn to navigate the ocean of energy and understand the laws that govern its flow. This is where quantum physics offers fascinating insights. At the subatomic level, the building blocks of matter are in a constant state of flux. Particles appear and disappear, behaving as both waves and particles simultaneously. This suggests that the universe is not a static, fixed reality, but rather a fluid, dynamic field of possibilities that is constantly being shaped by our thoughts, beliefs, and intentions. If the universe is indeed a field of possibilities, then what role do our thoughts play in shaping this field? This is where the concept of thought as a creative force comes into play. Every thought we have carries a specific vibration, a unique energetic signature. When we focus our attention on a particular thought, we amplify its energy, giving it more power to influence our reality. Think of it this way. Your mind is like a garden. The thoughts you plant in this garden will determine the quality of your harvest. If you plant seeds of fear, doubt, and negativity, you will reap a harvest of pain, struggle, and limitation. But if you plant seeds of love, joy, and gratitude, you will attract abundance, happiness, and fulfillment into your life. This is not to say that we can simply wish our problems away or manifest our desires overnight. The process of manifestation is a subtle and complex one, requiring patience, persistence, and a deep understanding of the laws of energy. To further understand how our thoughts and beliefs shape our reality, it's helpful to explore the concept of dimensions. While we typically think of dimensions in terms of physical space, height, width, and depth, there are also dimensions of consciousness, each with its own unique vibrational frequency. Imagine a radio. By adjusting the dial, you can tune into different frequencies, each broadcasting a different station, with its own unique content. Similarly, our consciousness can be tuned to different dimensional frequencies, each offering a different perspective and experience of reality. The physical world, the one we experience with our five senses, is just one of many dimensions. Beyond this physical realm lie realms of thought, emotion, and spirit, each vibrating at a higher frequency than the one before it. These higher dimensions are not separate from us, but rather exist within and around us all the time. They are accessible to us through our thoughts, emotions, and intentions. By raising our vibration, by cultivating positive thoughts and emotions, we can tap into these higher realms and experience a greater sense of peace, joy, and connection to the universe. If we accept that we are powerful creators of our own reality, then we must also acknowledge the role we play in co-creating the reality we see reflected back to us in the world. Look around at the state of our society, the conflicts, the injustices, the suffering. These are all manifestations of our collective thoughts, beliefs, and actions. We have created systems and structures that perpetuate fear, scarcity, and separation. We have bought into the illusion that we are separate from one another in competition for limited resources. And as a result, we see this separation reflected back to us in the form of war, poverty, and inequality. But just as we have created these negative realities, we also have the power to change them. By shifting our individual and collective consciousness, by embracing love, compassion, and unity, we can create a world that reflects our highest aspirations. This is not a naive call for blind optimism or a denial of the very real challenges we face. It is a recognition of our inherent power as conscious creators to transform ourselves and the world around us. This understanding of energy and consciousness is not just some abstract philosophical concept. It has very real and practical implications for our everyday lives. Every interaction we have, every choice we make, is an opportunity to engage in what we might call everyday alchemy, the art of transforming energy to create a more harmonious and fulfilling reality. Think about the last time you felt truly joyful and alive. Perhaps you were spending time in nature, lost in creative expression, or deeply connected with loved ones. In those moments, you were radiating a high frequency of energy, love, joy, gratitude. And as you radiated this energy outward, you likely noticed that it had a positive impact on the people in the environment around you. Conversely, recall a time when you were feeling stressed, anxious, or angry. These lower vibrational emotions create a dense, heavy energy that can drain us of our vitality and create disharmony in our relationships and surroundings. We've all experienced the way a room's atmosphere can shift when someone walks in carrying the weight of anger or sadness. The key takeaway here is that we are not passive recipients of energy. We are active participants in an ongoing energetic exchange with the world around us. By becoming more aware of our own energy and the energy we are projecting outward, we can make conscious choices that create more positive and fulfilling experiences for ourselves and others. Think of yourself as a stone being dropped into a still pond. The initial impact creates ripples that spread outward, influencing the entire body of water. Similarly, every thought, word, and action we take creates ripples of energy that extend far beyond our immediate sphere of influence. This is the essence of interconnectedness. We are all part of a vast web of life, and our actions, no matter how small they may seem, have the potential to create a ripple effect that impacts the world around us. Consider the power of a kind word, a gesture of compassion, or a random act of kindness. These seemingly insignificant acts can have a profound impact on the recipient, brightening their day and inspiring them to pay it forward. And as this positive energy is passed from person to person, it creates a ripple effect of love and compassion that can uplift entire communities. On the other hand, negative thoughts, words, and actions also create ripples, spreading discord, pain, and suffering. When we engage in gossip, judgment, or cruelty, we contribute to a collective energy field of negativity that can perpetuate conflict, division, and suffering. The good news is that we have the power to choose which ripples we want to create in the world. For too long, many of us have given our power away to external authorities, experts, institutions, societal norms, allowing them to dictate our beliefs, values, and perceptions of reality. We've been conditioned to doubt our own inner wisdom, to seek validation and approval from outside ourselves. But the truth is, the most powerful authority you will ever encounter resides within you. You are the creator of your reality, the architect of your destiny. It's time to reclaim your power, to step into your authentic self, and to start living a life that is aligned with your deepest truth. This process of reclaiming your power begins with self-awareness. Start paying attention to your thoughts, beliefs, and the stories you tell yourself about who you are and what's possible for you. Are these thoughts and beliefs empowering you, or are they holding you back? Are they aligned with your deepest values and aspirations, or are they echoes of limiting beliefs that have been imposed upon you? Once you've become aware of the thoughts and beliefs that are shaping your reality, you can start to challenge and transform them. As we embark on this journey of self-discovery and transformation, it's important to remember that life is a dance of duality. There will be light and shadow, joy and sorrow, ease and struggle. This is the nature of the human experience. The key is to not get attached to either extreme. Don't get so caught up in the highs that you lose sight of the lessons to be learned from the lows. And when you find yourself in the midst of challenges, remember that you have the strength and resilience to navigate them. Embrace the full spectrum of human experience, knowing that every experience, whether perceived as positive or negative, is an opportunity for growth, learning, and expansion. Trust that you are exactly where you need to be on your journey. There's no need to rush, no need to strive for some distant destination. The true magic of life is found in the present moment, in the unfolding of your unique path. You've embarked on this journey of understanding the intricate dance of energy and consciousness, the profound ways your thoughts and emotions shape your reality. Now let's explore the practical tools, the everyday magic you can use to actively sculpt your world. Think of these tools as instruments in an orchestra, each with its unique resonance and power. Just as a skilled musician harmonizes different instruments to create a symphony, you too can learn to orchestrate these tools to create a life of greater harmony, purpose, and joy. One of the most powerful tools at your disposal is mindfulness. It's the practice of bringing your full attention to the present moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. In the rush of daily life, our minds often operate on autopilot, replaying past events or worrying about the future. Mindfulness helps us step off this treadmill of repetitive thinking and reconnect with the here and now. Another essential tool is gratitude. When we focus on what we're grateful for, we shift our energy from a state of lack to a state of abundance. Gratitude helps us appreciate the beauty and blessings in our lives, no matter how small. It's like a muscle that grows stronger with use. And the more we practice gratitude, the more we attract experiences that fill us with joy and appreciation. Imagine your energy as a garden. Each thought, emotion, and action you take is like a seed you plant in this garden. The quality of your thoughts and emotions determines the quality of your energy, and the quality of your energy determines the quality of your life experiences. Just as a gardener tends to their garden with care, weeding out unwanted plants, and nurturing those that bring beauty and nourishment, you too can cultivate a garden of vibrant energy within yourself. Start by becoming aware of your energy drains. What activities, people, or environments leave you feeling depleted, drained, or negative? Once you've identified these energy drains, create healthy boundaries to limit your exposure to them. Just as you wouldn't intentionally plant weeds in your garden, don't allow toxic energy to take root in your life. Next, identify your energy sources. What activities, people, or environments leave you feeling energized, inspired, and uplifted? These are the things that nourish your soul, that bring you joy, and make you feel alive. Make a conscious effort to incorporate more of these activities and people into your daily life. As you become more adept at mastering your energy, you'll find yourself naturally drawn to experiences, people, and opportunities that are in alignment with your highest good. you'll begin to attract synchronicities, those seemingly coincidental events that seem to guide you toward your true path. This is the universe conspiring to support you, to help you step into the fullest expression of who you are meant to be. But it's up to you to pay attention to the signs, to listen to the whispers of your intuition, and to have the courage to follow where they lead. Remember that your highest self is not some distant, unattainable ideal. It's the wisest, most loving, and most authentic version of yourself. It's the part of you that knows your true purpose, your unique gifts, and the path that will lead you to the greatest fulfillment. To connect with your highest self, spend time in quiet reflection. Meditate, journal, spend time in nature. Whatever helps you quiet the noise of the world and tune into the wisdom of your heart. Ask yourself empowering questions. What brings me joy? What am I passionate about? What kind of impact do I want to make in the world? The answers to these questions hold the keys to unlocking your full potential. As we conclude this exploration into the vibrant tapestry of energy and consciousness, let the profound simplicity of it all settle in. You are not separate from the universe, observing it from a distance. You are the universe, experiencing itself through the unique lens of your being. Every atom in your body, every thought that dances through your mind, is a testament to this interconnectedness. We've delved into the quantum realms, witnessing the dance of creation at its subatomic core. We've explored the profound ways our thoughts and emotions, imbued with their own energetic signatures, sculpt the reality we experience. And we've begun to recognize the incredible power we possess to consciously direct this energy, to become architects of our lives and co-creators of the world around us. Just as a mirror reflects back to us our physical form, the world around us mirrors back our internal state of being. The conflicts and divisions we see in society are reflections of the conflicts and divisions within ourselves. The love, compassion, and creativity we express radiate outward, creating ripples of harmony and beauty that touch the lives of all those around us. This is not a journey with a final destination, but rather a continuous unfolding, a dance of discovery and creation that lasts a lifetime. There will be moments of profound insight, moments of joyous expansion, and moments of uncertainty and doubt. Embrace them all as part of the grand symphony of your life. Remember that you are not alone on this journey. You are surrounded by a universe that is inherently benevolent, conspiring to support you in ways you may not yet even be able to imagine. Trust in the wisdom of your heart, the whispers of your intuition, and the guidance of something far greater than yourself. As you continue to explore the depths of your own being, as you master your energy and align with your highest self, you'll discover that the universe within you is a source of infinite possibility. You have the power to heal yourself, to transform your relationships, to make a difference in the world, to create a life that is a true reflection of your most cherished dreams. The journey begins now. Take a deep breath, step into your power, and let your light shine. The world is waiting to witness the symphony of your soul.